Good evening. Welcome to Jacob's Well. My name is Tim Keough. I'm senior pastor of this church. We are gathered together tonight to continue on the journey that we began almost 40 days ago in this same place on Ash Wednesday. We're gathered to observe and to remember the events of Good Friday. And we're going to do this by participating together in a tenebrae service, which is a traditional service of light and dark, which tells the story of the crucifixion of the Messiah. During the season of Lent, we've been looking at different landscapes that we find in the Scriptures: desert, plain, cave, mountain, river, forest, looking at the way God uses these different spaces to encounter, challenge, confront, and ultimately transform his people. Geography of the Spirit. Tonight, we come to the second to last landscape. Matthew tells us in his Gospel, chapter 7, 27, that when it came time for the Romans to crucify Jesus, they took him to a place called Golgotha, which means the place of the skull. Golgotha is actually a place outside Jerusalem. You can see even now, 2,000 years later, why they called it the place of the skull. And so tonight, we recognize the geography of death. Tonight we travel with Jesus into the landscape of suffering, of his death, to the place of the skull. As we tell the story of Christ tonight, the crucifixion of the Messiah, we're going to invite your participation. As we read through Matthew chapter 27, we're going to invite you to join with us in the different readings. When it is time for you to join with the reader, the text that you're to read will appear on the screen, and the reader will indicate that you're to join. We do this, you guys, to recognize our participation, our presence there as Jesus was tried, beaten, and crucified. We participated in his death, and it is in humility and in repentance that we gather tonight to bear witness to this truth. Will you pray with me? Almighty God, we pray that you graciously behold this, your family, for whom our Lord Jesus Christ was willing to be betrayed and given into the hands of sinners and to suffer death upon the cross, who now lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
From the Gospel of Matthew. Meanwhile, Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" "You have said so," Jesus replied. When he was accused by the chief priests and the elders, he gave no answer. Then Pilate asked him, "Don't you hear the testimony they are bringing against you?" But Jesus made no reply, not even to a single charge, to the great amazement of the governor.
Now it was the governor's custom at the festival to release a prisoner chosen by the crowd. At that time, they had a well-known prisoner whose name was Barabbas. So when the crowd had gathered, Pilate asked them, "Which one do you want me to release to you, Barabbas or Jesus, who is called the Messiah?" For he knew it was out of self-interest that they had handed Jesus over to him. While Pilate was sitting on the judge's seat, his wife sent him this message, "Don't have anything to do with that innocent man, for I have suffered a great deal today in a dream because of him."
But the chief priest and the elders persuaded the crowd to ask for Barabbas and to have Jesus executed. "Which of the two of these do you want me to release to you?" asked the governor. Barabbas, they answered. What shall I do then with Jesus who is called the Messiah? Pilate asked. They all answered, crucify him. Why? What crime has he committed? Asked Pilate. But they shouted all the louder, crucify him. When Pilate saw that he was getting nowhere, but that instead an uproar was starting, he took water and washed his hands in front of the crowd. I am innocent of this man's blood, he said. It is your responsibility. And all the people answered, crucify him. His blood is on us and on our children. Then he released Barabbas to them, but he had Jesus flogged and handed him over to be crucified.
Then the governor's soldiers took Jesus into Pilate's tent and gathered the whole company of soldiers around him. They stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him, and then twisted together a crown of thorns and set it on his head. They put a staff in his right hand. Then they knelt in front of him and mocked him. They said, Hail, King of the Jews. They spit on him and took the staff and struck him on the head again and again. After they had mocked him, they took off the robe and put his own clothes on him. Then they led him away to crucify him.
As they were going out, they met a man from Cyrene named Simon, and they forced him to carry the cross. They came to a place called Golgotha, which means the place of the skull. There they offered Jesus wine to drink mixed with gall, but after tasting it, he refused to drink it. When they had crucified him, they divided up his clothes by casting lots, and sitting down, they kept watch over him there. Above his head, they placed the written charge against him. This is Jesus, King of the Jews. Two rebels were crucified with him, one on his right and one on his left. Those who passed by hurled insults at him, shaking their heads and saying, You who are going to destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself. Come down from the cross if you are the Son of God.
In the same way, the chief priests, the teachers of the law, and the elders mocked him, saying, He saved others, but he can't save himself. They continued their insult, saying, He's the King of Israel. Let him come down now from the cross, and we will believe in him. He trusts in God. Let God rescue him now if he wants him. For he said, I am the Son of God. In the same way, the rebels who were crucified with him also heaped insults on him.
My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me? So far from my cries of anguish? My God, I cry out by day, but you do not answer. By night, but I find no rest. Yet you are enthroned as the Holy One. You are the one Israel praises. In you, our ancestors put their trust. They trusted and you delivered them. To you, they cried out and were saved. In you, they trusted and were not put to shame. But I am a worm and not a man, scorned by everyone, despised by the people. All who see me mock me. They hurl insults, shaking their heads. He trusts in the Lord, they say. Let the Lord rescue him. Let him deliver him, since he delights in him. Yet you brought me out of the tomb. Many bulls surrounded me. Strong bulls of Bashan encircle me. Roaring lions that tear their prey open their mouths wide against me. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart has turned to wax. It has melted within me. My mouth is dried up like a shard, and my tongue sticks to the roof of my mouth. You lay me in the dust. Dogs around. All my bones are on display. People stare and gloat over me. They divide my clothes among them and cast lots for my garment. But you, Lord, be not far. You are my strength. Come quickly and help. But you, Lord, be not far from me.
You are my strength. Come quickly to help me.
From noon until 3 in the afternoon, darkness came over all the land. About 3 in the afternoon, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, my God, why have you forsaken me? When some of those standing there heard this, they said, he's calling Elijah. Immediately, one of them ran and got a sponge. He filled it with wine vinegar, put it on a staff, and offered it to Jesus to drink. The rest said, now leave him alone. Let's see if Elijah comes to save him.
And when Jesus had cried out again in a loud voice, he gave up his spirit. At that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook, the rocks split, and the tombs broke open. The bodies of many holy people who had died were raised to life. They came out of the tombs after Jesus' resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared to many people. When the centurion and those with him who were guarding Jesus saw the earthquake and all that had happened, they were terrified and exclaimed, surely he was the Son of God.
thou never canst thyself forget thy last expiring agony, thy fainting pangs and bloody sweat, thy last expiring agony, thy fainting pangs and bloody sweat.
I trust in you. Do not let me be put to shame, nor let my enemies triumph over me. No one who hopes in you will ever be put to shame, but shame will come upon those who are treacherous without cause. Show me your ways, Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you. All day long. Will you stand with me? Lord, we confess we were there. In humility, we stand before you in the shadow of your cross. We humble ourselves and tremble in the face of your great and fierce love, your mercy, and your kindness to those who are your enemies. Be not far away, God. It's in your name and for your sake we pray. Amen. Thank you for being with us tonight. Also tomorrow on Holy Saturday in the evening, I believe starting at 7, we'll have a vigil that will be all night till midnight. And there'll be opportunities to pray and to reflect. There'll be readings through the hours, as well as Stations of the Cross around the building, to walk and pray. I'd like to invite you to join with us, and then again on Easter morning at 7, 9, and 11 o'clock for all those times. Thanks for being with us tonight. Will you please turn and greet some people around you? And we go tonight in the name of Christ. Amen.